This is episode 2304 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of our series. This week, we've been following along with the theme to feel safe in the world. So we've been exploring the Danish art of hygge. We're following along with a book by Mike Viking called The Little Book of Hygge, Danish Secrets to Happy Living. Denmark consistently ranks, right along with many of the other Nordic countries, as the happiest place on the planet. So there is something to this art of hygge. It's considered to be one of the predominant contributing factors to happiness in Denmark and also in Norway and in some of the other Scandinavian countries as well. This is a ritual that's practiced. We are going to layer together the meditation techniques we've explored throughout this week's series in a meditation today. Know that you can explore 30-minute guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You receive a journal there, as well as a guide for each week's series. So these are powerful tools that take you a little more deeply into a series. The best part is you can try the app for an entire week free. So if you're enjoying this series and you want to go through it again a little more deeply, you can do that, or we'll be launching into a brand new series coming up. So I have heard from many of you telling me that this is a series that has meant a lot to you. And I'm so happy to hear that, because that means you are likely connecting with others, forming your own hygge group. That was your challenge this week, to invite someone else or even a small group of people to become hyggelig with, where you get together casually and you feel at ease in each other's company. And this is one way not only to experience more happiness, but as research shows from the blue zones around the world, those are areas where there is longevity. People live longer there than anywhere else in the world. And one of the contributing factors is that people feel connected throughout their life socially. They feel as though they have a group of friends or family, not always family, but at least some support system that they feel is an integral part of their life. And this is a contributing factor to the way that people live in the blue zones. So as you get ready to do your meditation today, I want to share with you how important it is to connect with people as best as you can during these really unusual times as we continue into our second year of a global pandemic. Depending on where you live, you may be opened up pretty much where you live, or you might be experiencing high rates of the virus and you're on lockdown. And my heart really goes out to India right now. And as you consider how you're managing your relationships with people during this pandemic, I encourage you to still reach out to others. Of course, there's Zoom and texting and telephone. But if you could even see someone and social distance, that human contact is so important. I know that I was doing a little research, and you also are likely to have read or heard that suicide rates are escalating in certain age groups and in certain areas. So that's one reason why I wanted to share this theme for this week, to encourage you to connect on a deeper level with those people who are already in your life. And if you don't really have deep relationships with people, maybe you could deepen those relationships. That is what I encourage you to do, especially during this pandemic. Mike Viking, who is the author of The Little Book of Hygge, said, "Benjamin Franklin said it best, happiness consists more in small conveniences or pleasures that occur every day than in great pieces of good fortune that happen but seldom." He also said, "Harmony, it's not a competition." Sometimes, when you begin a meditation ritual or any other kind of ritual in your life, or a friendship or a relationship, you begin to have expectations. And sometimes these expectations can discourage you. You might not notice that instantly you're meditating beautifully after you've been doing it for a few weeks. You might notice that the new person you met that you wanted to be more hygge-ly with has some faults, or someone who's a good friend or a partner, you might realize that they get on your nerves sometimes. So try to embrace those small moments of pleasure throughout your day. In fact, that's an additional challenge I encourage you to carry forth even after you complete this series. Tomorrow's the final episode of this series. Focus on the small pleasures. So go ahead now and settle yourself down as you get ready to meditate, straightening your spine and closing your eyes, gently elevating your eyes upward. Begin to notice where you hold tension in your body and gently release it. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. Name the mood you're in. Reflect on what may have triggered that mood. You may place your hands in the Apana Mudra, where your thumb is touching your middle finger and your ring finger. Your little finger and index finger are just gently extended outward, doing this with both hands. This is a purifying, cleansing mudra. I'll share with you the affirmation from your fellow meditator, Heidi, from Northern California. Heidi created the affirmation for this week for herself. She says, "Peace is within my reach." Mentally affirm, "Peace is within my reach." As you inhale, visualize a cozy space where you feel safe from the outside world. And as you exhale, release fear and doubt. Feel grounded where you're seated. Give thanks for the space you're in. Connect to this space. And as you reflect on peace being within your reach, think about something that's peaceful right now in your life. Something that makes you feel safe and cozy. Continue seated, meditating, allowing yourself to absorb the beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.